opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
So you hear those sleigh bells ringing? Well, tonight we have a very, very special show. We are live here at KCNR at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And I'm Michelle Slade, and I'm your host for Heroes of the North State. Well, tonight we have special guests. We have a family that are the true unsung heroes, in my mind, for this community. They have rose above. They have done so much for so many, all simply because it's the right thing to do. And I just love it. That's the whole heart of this show. So if you're just tuning in for the first time or you'd like a little refresher, I'll give you the short inspiration for how Heroes of the North State came to pass. So 3 years ago, I can't believe it's already been 3 years, we had all the major fires that were happening in our community with the car fire, the Dixie fire now, but all the other fires that we had going on in the North State. And our community at that time really just came together at a moment when we didn't know what we were going to do. We had people that needed places to live. We had families that needed food. They needed just a simple basics of life, toothpaste and toothbrush and a comb. And, you know, so we had people in our community who rose above and said, hey, you can come stay with me, to complete strangers, or, hey, I'm going to give you some food. And from that, I was sitting at home thinking, gosh, what can we do? What can I do? What part can I play in all of this? And after watching news story after news story after news story of everyone and their heroism, I thought, man, we need a show that shines a light on these unsung heroes. And so there birthed this show. And since then, we have found so many people who have made a difference in our community. Well, tonight we are going to talk with, there's three different last names, but don't be confused because they're all blood related. We've got Lenore Grant here, and Lenore has been in our community for many, many, many years, and she is the founder of the Giving Tree. I know many of you, we'll remember that, and she's going to tell us a little bit about that as well. But she's also our Shasta County chapter mother, for lack of a better word, who comes together for Toys for Tots in our community. And then with her is her son, Gary, and his wife, Frances Grant. And they are just amazing people who have joined forces and I'm sure have learned from his mother. And then along with them is Stacy Wiedenhoff, and she is the daughter and the granddaughter. And when we talk about a family that comes together to rise above to make a difference in our community, this family is it. So why don't we just dive right in? And Lenore, I'm going to start with you if you don't mind. And first of all, this is huge. Happy Veterans Day. And with us, we have Lenore is a veteran's wife. And Gary has served our military, Marines, Gary?
2 years Navy.
Navy.
2 years Navy, 4 years Air Force, 18 years Army, and doing Toys for Tots for 30 years, and 14 years ago they made me an honorary Marine.
Wow. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so if you know someone who just wants to hear about all this inspiration, especially on Veterans Day, have them tune in tonight because this is a show they're not going to want to miss. So back to you, Lenore. I am excited to have you here because the more that I talk with Stacy and Francis and Gary, they always say, well, Lenore did. She started. She's been doing. So why don't we start with, when did you move to this, to our community? Are you a native? Were you born here? Did you transplant in?
Oh, you might say I'm transplanted when I was 6 months old.
Okay. So you grew here.
And my parents and my grandparents and great-grandparents. So we are pioneers.
Pioneers. That is fantastic. So do you remember, you have a giving heart. So just to build a little backstory leading up to our main topic tonight, you grew up and you went to school here. So were you active? When did your giving heart just say, you know what, I need to make a difference? When did you get that spark?
I was 9 years old, and Florence Carroll's husband died, and she had 4 children. And she had to work. There wasn't any welfare. There was no help for anybody.
Yeah.
And so I said to my mother, she needs help. If it's all right with you, I will go up and stay with the kids and get them off to school so she could work nights out in Old Shasta.
Wow, at 9 years old.
And I did it.
That's amazing. So they, if she had 4 little kids and you were 9, they had to just be stair-stepped right up to your age.
They were.
Yeah, well, Lenore, thank you. For all the single moms out there trying to make a difference and make a living for their families. So then from there, what transpired? Were you, it took time, so obviously you did that for quite some time, and then...
And I was a volunteer Red Cross in high school, and we worked with the veterans selling poppies, and just anytime anybody needed anything, I got my hand up.
Yeah. So you just had that natural, like, I need to get involved kind of spirit to you.
And I've never gotten out of it.
Well, that's it. As soon as someone says they can or they're willing, there's a lot of people who know how to say, come and help us. So then what transpired? So you have, you got married. Well, how old were you when you got married?
17.
Okay, so you're 17, and then your husband went off into what? How did he serve our country?
He was a pilot, and flew into Chico, and then from Chico up to Redding. Not a lot of people know that the airport out here in Redding was a military base.
Oh, okay.
And so he and 3 of his buddies came into the restaurant, the Classic Cafe, where I was working with permission of my parents and the Petersons who owned it. And I took water over to their table, and they said, they told us we couldn't have steak. So I said, oh, yes, you can. Would you like one? And they all ordered a steak. So I went back to Sam the cook, and I said, give them the best you've got. I'm going to give you a beer when you finish. So they wanted to do something. So they went out to Central Valley to the skating rink. And they were going to come back. Well, we said yes to all of them. And it came time to go home, and they hadn't come back. So I told Sam, I said, let us out. We're going home. They're not coming back. Otherwise, we'd have gone out the back door.
Yeah.
Met him right under the clock. He said, well, the other guys didn't want to come, but I don't break a promise.
Aww.
And so he walked home with me, and the next day, my brother came and picked me up to take me out to Old Shasta to my parents, and went down to get him. And that's when he found out he was never on time, but he was never late.
So how many years were you married?
39 years and 30 days when he died.
30, that's amazing. Congratulations. So together, did he volunteer with you as well?
You might say he did, because many times during the night, he was a commander, he would get a phone call, and somebody would be in jail, some of the men, and he would go to the house to get food, take them whatever they needed.
Yeah.
He did that all the time. And one time in particular, after we retired and came back to Redding, we had a snowstorm here.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple across the street, he was a sheriff, and he had to leave, and she was pregnant and had children. So he went over, and he'd already had one heart attack.
Yeah.
And he went over, fixed the windows so that nobody...
Go ahead.
No one could get in, or they would be warm, and he built a fire in the fireplace.
Oh.
And and he wasn't well. I was angry at him that night, but you don't stay angry long with somebody you love.
No, especially when they have such a giving heart. Well, Lenore and all of you, I can't believe how fast this first segment went by. I'm, like, captivated by your stories already. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about the volunteerism of this family and how they've impacted our community. We'll be right back. I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Well, welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade from My Umbrella Marketing, and tonight we have the folks from Toys for Tots here, and we are so excited because this is a family, this is a three-generation family who has been giving back so much to our community for decades. We heard a little bit about Lenore's story on our first break, and I could tell you I'm going to have her back, and we're going to hear about the history of Shasta County in the months to come. But for tonight, we want to talk about Toys for Tots, and this is kind of like our prelude to our Christmas show we're going to have next month. Now, next month, let's give you an idea of how this ties in. Heroes of the North State and KCNR, we are partnering with Toys for Tots, and we are hosting a show next month, where you can come on down and you can meet Santa Claus on December 9th live here at the studio from 4 to 6 p.m. Just come on in, meet Santa, tell him about all your Christmas wishes, and if you're not able to come live, Santa's going to be on our show that we're broadcasting live on December 9th from 6 to 7 p.m. So you can call in. And if you want more information about that, go to myumbrellamarketing.com, and it'll pop right up, and it'll give you all the details. Well, in partnership with that, we have learned a lot about Toys for Tots. We're going to be holding a toy drive anytime between now and the 16th of December. But if you want to come meet Santa, you can do that without a toy, or you can bring your toy that day, and we're going to put it in the Toys for Tots box, and we're going to help bless children here in Shasta County. So this family is single-handedly, along with their friends, responsible for bringing in, I believe, almost 5,000 toys a year. Is that correct,
Larissa? More.
More than that. So, Gary, how many do you think there are?
A couple of years ago, we did 8,000 children, and we give each children three toys.
Oh, my goodness.
And the Paradise Fire happened.
So that is truly a community coming together.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's go back. I know we've got Stacy here as well, and Stacy has been giving me some family history, and she's heavily involved in our community. But and we're going to talk with you in just a moment. But I want to go back to you, Lenore. So you, let's fast forward. So you've been in our community a long time. You were married to Sam for a very long time, and then once he left you. Then you, because of your giving heart, started the Giving Tree.
Not exactly.
Okay, so tell me how that goes.
We had a dentist here in Reading, Dr.
Gary Howland.
He went to Oregon, and he was in a mall up there, and there was a tree, and it had names on it of children who wanted things. So he came back down, he went to our pastor and said, can we do this? And he says, well, we'll take it up with the board and da-di-da.
Yeah.
And he came back and he called me and he said, we've got permission to have a giving tree. Will you be on my program? I said, oh, no. No, I am not. And he said, well, I'm having a meeting. Would you just come and put input into it? Because I know all the things that you've been doing all your life.
Yeah.
I said, all right. That's it. So I went to the meeting. There were about five people there. There was the husband and his wife, and Gary was looking for someone to take charge of this program. And so they said, all right, they'd do it. Well, God had other plans.
Yes, always.
He set it up. We had 800 children that year.
Wow.
And while they were out doing everything that goes into it, I stayed and passed out the gifts to the people that came for them. No big deal.
Yeah.
And so they went out on the freeway. He had a heart attack and died on the freeway.
Oh, my goodness.
And so when Gary called me and told me what had happened, and he said, there's nobody knows anything about it but you. You got to help.
So there you have it.
That's where we started. And then after about 10 years of doing the Giving Tree, by then we'd have thousands of children. And we didn't have all the gifts we needed, so I'd take the forms down to the Marines.
Yeah.
And I asked them if they could fill them because people were bringing toys to the Marines. And he said, yes, take them home.
Oh, take the toys home? So imagine what that looked like.
Well, we did it in my garage. Mm. And
they didn't have anybody in Reading to distribute the toys that were being given to the Marines here in Reading. So
okay.
The Marines in Reading were just shipping them to Sacramento.
Okay, so.
So when she walked through the door, in walked the beginning of the Reading Toys for Tots.
Okay. So it sort of morphed into...
It just...
One just morphed into the other.
Well, but then I couldn't do both of them and do a good job on both of them.
Right.
So I went to Mrs. Gandy at the mall and I told her, I said, look, I can't do everything and right. do a good job. Is it all right if I talk to the Salvation Army and have them take over the giving tree? And she said, of course. So then I went back to the Salvation Army and talked to them, and they went and talked to her. So then they took it over and called it the Angel Tree.
Okay, yeah.
And I backed away from it and totally did Toys for Tots.
So then here we are. We birthed. Thank you, Stacy, for filling that in. So here we are. We birthed Toys for Tots. And your first year, so, and maybe now, you're doing it out of your garage.
Nope.
What did that look like? Tell me how that all started.
We had to have some place to go because the ones we had had before was for the Giving Tree.
Right.
Not Toys for Tots.
Okay.
And so I opened up my garage and my attic over it. And we lined them up like we do right now. And we'd take the forms, and the people would come, and we'd check them out and give them their toys.
So when you say you lined them up, you mean you lined up your toys.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to have had, I think Stacy was telling me a little bit, you have like a mini warehouse, or maybe it was Frances that was telling us.
I told you about her patio. Her attic was very impressive as well.
Okay.
It was a two-story garage, and it was all shelves, and it looked like a toy store.
Okay, yes.
Billy and Patrick came to it even and was like, oh.
Wow. So, no, that's okay. So how long ago, Frances, did they do that? So you said Billy and Patrick came and did a story on it?
It's been a good, maybe almost 20 years ago.
Okay. So then, your first year as Toys for Tots, do you know about how many toys you were able to gift?
We gave 3 to each child, and we had 800 children.
Okay, that comes back to what Gary was saying. Okay, and today we have how many children?
Thousands.
Well, last year we did 8,223 kids in Shasta County. We gave out 24,673 toys last year.
Oh, my goodness. So... I'm just trying to wrap my brain on what that looks like because, Frances, you look like you've got something to say. Jump right in.
It outgrew her garage.
Never.
So Gary had went around to try to find somebody who would like to donate a room, an office building or something to us. And we have been doing that for the last 18 years. People have been donating a building to us, and we set it up. And we have our forms and we have our boxes out, and that's how we get our toys. And here we are.
Oh, my goodness.
We're still going.
So with this, for those of you maybe who are not familiar with Toys for Tots, let's kind of fill in what that looks like. So how do you qualify to get a form to fill out to receive a donation?
You have to be... low income, you have to have your EBT card or your Medi-Cal or partnership or your WIC paper. And we do Head Start.
Okay.
Or you can do your paycheck stubs.
And you do paycheck stubs or their Social Security cards.
So you need to have some type of proof that you're in a low-income bracket.
Right, except for the year that we had the fires.
Yes.
And then now this year we don't because of the fire, because no child should go without a toy under that tree Christmas morning.
No, absolutely not. So go ahead, Gary.
All the foster kids, the kids in danger of it, all the different groups come to us, and we fill all of those, too.
Oh, my goodness. So you're
social workers.
Yes.
That come to us even on Christmas Eve and say, I had to pull a few children from home. So we go down to our warehouse, get them toys, and they take them, and they take them to the home where the child was placed, and they have a toy under the tree with the family that they were placed with.
What a blessing. So I want to hear so much more about this when we come back. We're going to take a commercial break. It's going way too fast. So, but here's the great thing about this. Next month, when Santa Claus is here, we're going to get to talk about this again. And so please, everyone, tune in. Go online to KCNR and look at their archives and listen to this show and share it with your friends, because as a community, we can all make a difference. So we'll be right back. You are listening to Heroes of the North State.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So does this music make you think about Christmas? Well, it does us, and I know it's not even Thanksgiving, but trust me, Toys for Tots is a year-round organization that makes a difference in thousands and thousands of children's lives. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. I have to tell you, when we go to a break, the back conversation you all want to be privy to, there's just not enough airtime to get all this information out. So I was talking with Stacy and Francis and Gary and Lenore, and we were talking about, you know, in the title it says U.S. Marine Corps Reserves Toys for Tots Program, which leads me to say, do you have to be a Marine? And so we started talking about that in order to qualify our Marine family for a toy. And the answer is, Stacy?
No, you do not have to be a Marine. So where the Marine Corps Toys for Tots came from is a Major Bill Hendricks in the Marines in 1947. His wife wanted to do something nice for kids, lower income kids, at Christmas. And so she actually started making dolls and collecting toys and doing things, and they distributed over 5,000 toys to kids that year. And the Marine Corps liked it so much that that's when the Marine Corps adopted it in 1948 as the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program.
Okay.
And so it is now 73 years old, and they're very proud of the program. And a fun little cool fact is that Major Hendricks knew Walt Disney personally, and he drew our Toys for Tots logo train. And as far as we know, we are the only one that has a symbol that would, our logo drawn by Walt Disney, so we will never, ever change it.
No, of course not. And how special of a connection that is.
Right? So it's really cool. But in that 73 years, I'm trying to remember here, it's like over 20 some million toys has been given out. It's over 500 and some million toys has been given out. It was over 20 million last year through the program.
Oh, my goodness. And so, this is across the nation.
Across the nation. So if there's a military base around your area, you will see that a Marine will be running the program. You'll have Marines running all around running the program. But when you're in an area where there isn't a Marine base, that's when you'll see civilians or retired military people that like to step in and run the programs. And so across the United States, there's almost 900 of us running around. And it's a pretty good mixture. It's kind of half and half of it being Marines and civilians.
Okay.
Every year there's a conference that they have back in Virginia where everybody comes together. Of course, with COVID, that's changed a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
But it's really, everybody comes together and gets some good ideas as to what to, to do for the ideas as to how to gather toys and have different fundraising events. And, because we all struggle with the same thing, which is toys for toddlers.
Yes.
And the teenagers. It's getting harder and harder to buy from kids 12 and up because they're just hard to buy for.
Well, and my understanding is in some communities, the age is actually younger than it is here in Shasta County. Do we go to 18? Is that correct?
We do. We do. And I like to do the picture of the whole family. And what I've ever say to people, because I know that there are other organizations that don't go that far. But, if you do a little picture in your mind of Christmas morning and you come down and you're sitting at the Christmas tree, do you really want that 14-year-old or 15, 16-year-old not having a gift, but the others do?
Yeah.
And, so we've made the executive decision that we go all the way to 18 if they're still in high school.
Yeah.
And, it also goes to the younger children because, little Susie, who's 8 years old, is looking like, why isn't my sister, who, is still in high school, why didn't Santa bring my sister something? And so it's really the spirit of Christmas.
Exactly.
And that's what it's about. And it's, it's also for mom and dad not feeling like, I don't have the money to get for all of my children. And it's supposed to be about the spirit of Christmas and the gift for the whole, I get emotional about it, the gift for the whole family. And, because I just know as a mom, if I, that morning of Christmas, if I couldn't provide that and one of them was without, how that would feel.
Yeah.
And so it does fill my heart with joy that we're able to provide that. We can't give everybody exactly what they're asking for because it's all donations, but we try extremely hard to give, what they're wanting.
Nice.
So
then we have a family that comes in. They get the form online. Is that how this works?
We actually don't do the forms online, and I'll explain why. The forms online are very basic. It's like it's a boy or a girl, and we get we get the age, and so it's very basic. And so from that, so we don't know if you like Barbies, we don't know if you like Tonka trucks, we don't know what you like. And so we request that you fill out our specific form that we have, which is, the age, you know, boy, girl, whatever you want to put. And then it's your first choice, second choice. Tell us what your child likes. Are they into, you know, Barbies or wrestling? Like, tell right. us what they want. So that way when those kind of toys comes in, we can set those aside and go, oh, my gosh, you know, they wanted, you know, an Etch-A-Sketch or whatever yeah. it is. And then we get, you would think that, you know, we won the lottery when, yes. like, we see something come in and we have that exact toy. Oh, my gosh, we are so excited.
Yes, you I know. Can imagine.
We're in there jumping. Hey, we got it, we
yeah.
got it.
So because you probably get to know these families, I imagine, over the years. So,
and it changes. I mean, some mm-hmm. do, but, you know, for us, we really are on a hunt to try and get exactly what. But we want to feel like we are. We want them to feel like Santa does know them, and it's not just a generic gift.
Yeah. Yes.
And it is hard, especially with the older children, because, you know, they're just so hard to get for. And so when people donate money, that's yes. typically the age range we are buying for. It's trying to find a good gift in a decent price range for that.
Right. Daisy, tell her what we do with the money, because people do not realize that that money goes back to Virginia.
So every penny that is donated in Shasta County stays in Shasta County. So if what she's talking about is that when people donate money to the foundation, it goes to the foundation. And so if you write a check to the foundation, and if you write Shasta County in the memo
yes.
and mail it to them, it will go into the Shasta County's account at the foundation. All of our money goes through the foundation, but we all have accounts at the foundation.
Okay.
So Toys for Tots is very big about every toy that is donated in Shasta County will stay in Shasta County, yeah. and all of the money stays here. And so, and we're also very big on, we're actually buying toys with the money. So as you hear, we've been lucky. Shasta County is a great county to the fact that we've never had to pay for a distribution center, ever.
Wow.
And only a few rare times have they ever actually made us pay the utility bill. They're usually really great about that, too, which is fantastic. So I want to say last year, I don't know about this last year, but 97 cents out of every dollar went to a toy overall in the program. So we're really good about getting donations and making sure that we're actually spending the money on mm-hmm. on toys. And everybody in Toys for Tots is a volunteer.
Yeah.
There are no salaries being paid.
Yeah.
There's no – so everything that you're donating is going actually mm-hmm. to toys. So
then how do we get the current form then? Do we?
You go to 3161 Bocelli Lane.
Okay.
Monday through Friday.
9 to 4. And there's a giant banner up top of the building. And it says Marine Toys for Tots Reserves. And the forms are sitting outside. We have a table. You fill out the form, put it in one envelope, and we have a box. Looks like a Christmas present. You drop it down in there. And then throughout the day, I and my other lady that works with me, we go and we check the box and we open up the forms, and that's where my mother-in-law, Lenore, comes in. She opens them, she reviews them, she stamps them, she writes how many children, and then she hands them over to us, and then all of us volunteers are the elves, and we're running around all these shelves grabbing, oh, I want this, oh, you sure? Yeah, I get this one, because see, it's right here, it's their first toy they're asking for, not the second, the first toy. We always try to give their very first choice.
Nice. So, Lenore, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm sorry if it's no. Am I allowed to say how old you are?
I don't care.
Okay, so this is the part that I just want to be. So Lenore is 96 years old, and she comes in here like a spry chicken, hops up on our bar stools that we have, our little stools, and I just think you're amazing.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I can't wait to get to know you better. Oh, gosh, I keep seeing the light flash again. When we come back, we'll talk more about Toys for Tots, how you can meet Santa, and how you, too, can also support this wonderful cause. We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Heavenly Donuts.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. A great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs. And the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 247th birthday Sunday, November 10th at the Wind River Casino Resort. All are invited to attend this year's ceremony, which includes dinner and dancing, and enjoy the traditional ceremony, including presentation of the birthday cake, honoring the oldest and youngest Marine, missing in action remembrance, the pipes and drums, and music to dance to. Contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595 for invitations and more information at the United States Marine Corps birthday.
Hoorah!
Well, welcome back to the studio. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State. And tonight I have a family of three generations who are really just rising above and making a difference in our community, not only for just the everyday well-being of goodness, but for the children in our community, all of Shasta County. So we have Lenore Grant, and Lenore was the founder for the Giving Tree here in Shasta County that now is the Salvation Army's Giving Angel, I believe.
Angel Tree.
Angel Tree, excuse me. And also the Shasta County chapter for Toys for Tots. And it all, like, in this episode has unfolded. But we also have Gary and Francis here. That is the son and daughter-in-law of Lenore. And then we have Stacy Wiedenhoff here with us, and she is the daughter of Gary and Francis. So thank you for joining us. We have so much information, and this is our last segment, so I'm going to go rather quickly. But Heroes of the North State is kicking off our partnership with Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots gives out thousands and thousands of toys. We've established that. Well, next month on December 9th, you can come and meet Santa Claus right here at KCNR from 4 to 6 p.m. You can bring a toy. If you're unable to bring a toy, that's okay. Come meet Santa anyways. And just make it a special Christmas for all the little tots in our North State. If you're at home and you want to call in from 6 to 7, you're not able to come in person, please do that. You can find all the information on how you can get involved in this on myumbrellamarketing.com's website. And then also, Stacy, what's the website for Toys for Tots here locally?
Yes, if you go to toysfortots.org, and then that's actually the foundation's page, and then it'll ask you to find your location. So you'll go to it'll take you to California, and then you'll go to, I think it takes you to Redding, California. And
perfect.
That's for all of Shasta County, and then that'll take you right to our page, and then you can donate straight to us.
Perfect. And then if you, on My Umbrella Marketing, I have a direct link that goes right to our Shasta County chapter also. So I know we've got so much information, so little time. What are some key points that we want to cover, Stacy, that maybe we've missed or we want to reiterate?
Well, if we want to throw out a couple of our box locations, we have Tri-County's Bank, Sportsman's Warehouse, Barry's Barber Shop, Kelly Moore Paints, The Holiday Markets, Only One Benji, The Sweet Spot, and all of the Edward Joneses, and of course, this radio location.
Yes, KCNR Radio.
Avanti Travel.
Just to name a few of the locations, and we're going to be in the mall parking lot starting December 6th, filling a toy hauler until the 21st. But if people want to, don't have the time or, want.
Yeah.
You can always donate at the Marie Recruiting Office.
Yes.
Sorry, Gary, say that one more time a little bit.
You can always take the toys to the Marie Recruiting Office on Cherry Creek also because they have boxes there too.
Okay, fantastic.
It's kind of fun handing a toy to a Marine.
Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine.
just to give you an idea, we've only been open 6 business days, and we've already done over 300 children.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 89 families plus.
So you know what's wonderful about this, Lenore, and you probably have seen it over the years, is a lot of the media partners are supporting this cause and getting in to get the word out. And that's what I love about our community, because not only does it take a family like yours and your close friends in this little warehouse that's donated with thousands of toys that are donated from our community members, but then the media partners get involved and they get the word out and the business community gets involved because they let us put boxes in their locations for toys to be dropped in. So I would just like to encourage our listeners, if you are walking by and you see a Toys for Tots box, please take a moment to stop and put 1, 2, 3, however many toys you're able to do in that box. Or take a moment to go on your phone and go to the website and make a monetary donation, because all those funds, like Stacy and the whole family was saying, come back here to Shasta County. And what they don't have donated, they can go out and purchase so that every child can have an amazing Christmas morning. So I just love your hearts. I love what you're doing for our community. I just want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
I would like Gary to tell the story the first year. And
okay. Do it, Gary.
Okay. I had this place over by the hood. It was just a little shack, and it was a little baby. And when I went knocked on the door, they had me come in, and it was 2 17-year-old kids that had a baby in a cardboard box.
Oh.
And I was volunteering at the American Cancer Society Discovery Shop, and I went back to Kenna, and I says, Kenna, I would like to have that crib and that dresser. She gave them to me. I took them back to these kids. And you think I gave him $1 million.
Well, I'm sure you did.
Then I went out to my truck and cried.
Oh, I can imagine. And Kenna, I know Kenna, and she, what a heart. What an amazing organization.
used to deliver. I can't deliver no more.
Okay. Delivering is hard. It really tugs on your heartstrings. And when you go out and you do, and people are so thankful, and I do, I get choked up. And so the military is stretched thin, so we don't have as many Marines in town as we used to. But on Christmas Eve, we used to be able to take a bunch of Marines, and we would go out and we would do deliveries. We would hold certain families back, and we would get permission to deliver them on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wonderful.
And we would go out to these different families and Marines and dress blues and deliver them. And I would get permission to go to the hospital, the children's ward, and we would deliver toys to everybody in there. And just to try and make, nobody wants to be in the hospital.
No, of course not.
You know, on Christmas Eve, let alone Christmas. But just the hearts of the Marines to give up that day. And I would get my own children involved because I want them to see, you know, how lucky they are to have what they have. And that not everybody else does.
Yes.
And, but it's good. Doing this kind of thing really does fill your heart and for you to see. And I mean, with my grandma, you know, I'm very honored to follow in her footsteps. The year that I took over as coordinator, it was a little difficult for me to be the one in charge because she's used to being in charge. So we had a little bit of a moment because that's the year we took it out of her garage.
Oh, yes. It's like giving your baby away to somebody else.
She was like, if you're taking it out of my garage, I'm not going. And I was like, I'm like, Grandma. And then I said to my husband, before we came here tonight, I was talking about this, you know, and how Grandma was coming. And then I said, you know, she can really be difficult sometimes. And I said, but I have to admit, I'm just a carbon copy of her.
That's because you're good, powerful women. You're good leaders.
He says, yes, you are difficult.
No. That's a positive. Look at the difference.
No.
Your strength has done for our community.
No, she's absolutely amazing, and we are all very proud of her legacy and following in her footsteps.
Wonderful.
And
so,
we love you, Grandma.
Lenore. Great job with your offspring. You really, not only have you made a difference in our community, but you've sown seeds in the hearts of your son and your granddaughter and those around you. I can just see that are going to be a legacy for years.
I can give you a few more ups and downs.
Okay, so we only have a little bit of time, but share your most your favorite one.
I would like everybody to know that. We start actually January 2nd all the way through December 31st. It's a year-round job for us, and people don't see that until we set the forms out on the table.
Yeah, that's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, if we're thinking about what we really, the message we want to get out is, how can you donate? Can you donate? Please do if you're in a position to do so. Please tell a family who's in need how they can actually be involved in this and be recipients. And don't forget you can make a monetary donation because that makes all the difference in the world.
You know, I, to this day, have people that come up to me when they, you know, they're, oh, you're Lenore's granddaughter, or we talk about, oh, you do Toys for Tots, oh, you're the Giving Tree. And they tell me about how they used to go and take an ornament off the tree, or they take their kids shopping to buy. It's a tradition to take their kids shopping every year to pick something to put in the box. And it's a tradition passed down through families. And you don't know what to buy, but it also passes something on to your children, and they do know what to buy for their own age group.
That's exactly right. I did it with my family when they were all little for years and years, and I had no idea that it was you, Lenore. Oh, I see our light. That means we only have 1 minute, and we're going to have to go. So, Gary, so sorry. Very quickly.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, Riverview Country Club does a Christmas party, and the cost to get to the end of the Christmas party is they have to bring a toy, $10 or more. And that all goes to us.
That's actually a great idea, Dad, to pass that out there. If there's a way that businesses can help, it's a great theme for your business Christmas party that, like most businesses do, is to bring a toy to your Christmas party.
I love that
call
idea.
Call us up, and we'll pick it up.
So
We've had people who have had birthday parties and their children have enough toys and they could donate them to us.
That's true. That's perfect. Well, you guys, I'm sorry to have to go. It's been a wonderful evening, and I cannot wait for next month. So remember, starting from tomorrow, you can donate a toy to Toys for Tots here at KCNR. One of the other locations, go to myumbrellamarketing.com. You can get lots of information. Go to toysfortots.org. And thank you again. And don't forget, Santa's here live 4 to 7 on December 9th. See you next month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.